Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sit in Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Good song here. JT, I think he's going to be in concert sometime soon. Nancy Mace is my favorite congresswoman. I don't want to piss off the Esposito and the boys. And she was on CNN this morning doing a great job. But she's a very, very close friend of mine. Does a great job in D.C. She's back with us this morning. Nancy, good morning. And I made you laugh last night, so that's good, right?
No, absolutely. And good morning, Sid. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. Let's get to these topics because you've only got about 9 minutes. I understand that.
Yeah.
Let's get to Mike Johnson, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I know Johnson will be at Mar-a-Lago tomorrow visiting with Donald Trump. You know, look, it is what it is. Marjorie Taylor Greene hasn't liked any of these speakers from McCarthy to this guy now. She wants them all out. But eventually, we got to stick with somebody. I like Mike Johnson. What can you make of this Johnson-Greene battle?
Well, there's actually not even going to be a vote on a motion to vacate because the kind of resolution that was filed wasn't privileged. So there will not be any vote to vacate the speaker anytime soon because of the way the bill was filed, which means it's not happening. I like Mike. I don't agree with him on everything. You don't agree with him on everything, but he is a nice guy. He's a Boy Scout, and he does not lie. So when we're negotiating deals with him or discussing legislation, the guy will always tell you the truth. And honesty and integrity are sorely needed in Washington, D.C., and I respect him for it.
I don't like giving money to Ukraine, and I haven't for a long time. I know people smarter than me, Peter King, blah, 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 they're all for it. I think it's nonsense. I don't trust Zelensky. I don't trust Ukraine. I think that money would be much better served here in Israel. To me, Ukraine, at best, is third on the list. But this bill that Mike seems to be okay with has $60 billion going to Ukraine and $14 billion going to Israel. Why should I be okay with that?
Well, you shouldn't be. And in fact, $60 billion a year is more than we send our United States Marine Corps to train our Marines and have our Marine defenses. And so, you know, we have to look at, you know, one, I think this was a negotiating tactic for the minibus a couple of weeks ago that we had. You know, I think that was part of the deal to get the minibus. He had to put the Ukraine supplemental aid on the table on the floor, presumably this week or next. But the other thing is, too, is what do we, you know, all this talk, we're talking about FISA and national security. But our own border is wide open. We're letting terrorists in every single day. Our national security, our nation's sovereignty is vulnerable. So what are we doing there, and why are we putting the border of other nations before ours? And, you know, I said this morning on Fox News, but we have a moral obligation to Israel. That is our number one priority because of our own belief in democracy and our own belief in Israel as our number one ally over there, only ally in the Middle East, quite frankly. But we have a moral obligation to support her in everything, every endeavor that she's doing, including fighting terrorism in the Middle East.
I agree. But that also does not excuse the fact, like you just said, that we're not spending more money on our own border. So what happens with that?
No, exactly. And I mean, I'm looking at, you know, the terrorist watch list and the hundreds of terrorists that have come in that we know about. There are hundreds more that we don't know about that come in. They have access to our open border every single day. We're seeing Chinese actors, Russian actors, Middle Eastern actors that are adversaries of ours. They are not American. They want to take down our country. In fact, we hear already chants by the left saying death to America. I mean, that's what's happening in this country, and the left supports it, in my opinion, quite frankly, because they're not putting a stop to it.
That's in Dearborn, Michigan. That was just a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. Death to America, death to Israel, and that's the type of guy that Joe Biden wants voting for him. God bless Joe Biden. What an ass.
Yeah.
Let me move over to the FISA thing. You just mentioned it. You voted it down yesterday. Donald Trump wants to kill it. You're on the right side of that as well. You spent a lot of time on CNN talking about FISA because they thought it was ridiculous that Donald Trump said that was used to spy on me. Donald Trump is right. That's exactly what they did. Tell me about you voting down FISA yesterday.
Well, it was our only chance to kill FISA. And, you know, we're negotiating right now to try to get some real teeth, some real reforms right now. But you shouldn't be able to spy on American citizens without a warrant. That is what's in the Constitution. Every American citizen has that right, and the government, the deep state, shouldn't supersede that right. And, you know, look, I'm a Republican who I have voted to put members of my own party, hold them in contempt and throw them in jail. For example, I've done that because I've been consistent in how I apply the Constitution, regardless of who's in power, Republican or Democrat. I wish more members of Congress took that attitude and took the Constitution more seriously.
Tell me about abortion. I had a private conversation, which I'm not allowed to share, with Carrie Lake last night. She's in Arizona running for Senate, about this this latest news, which it goes back to a bill over 150 years ago, Arizona talking about making just banning abortion. And Trump never said that. Trump said leave it up to the states. In fact, Trump, I thought, on this show, my show, and along with Howard Kurtz and Truth Social, very compromised when it came to the abortion issue. How dangerous for us Republicans and Donald Trump is what Arizona did a couple of days ago?
Well, it was like pulling the pin out of the grenade in Arizona, for quite frankly. And I hope like hell that Carrie Lake will demand the state legislature repeal the ruling in the Arizona Supreme Court ASAP. There should be no delay because we're losing the war on the message. We're losing the war, you know, the argument that we protect women and girls because of any sort of delay tactics. She needs to get out there and be out front, lean in, and demand that the state legislature move to repeal and change and fix the law in Arizona. Right now, the law of the land, according to the 10th Amendment, leaves any power that's not with the federal government, leaves it with the states. It's up to the people. And I hope, like Arizona and other states, will put abortion on the ballot in November and let the people decide. Trump wants this in the hands of the people. Trump supports exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother, those sorts of things, which the Arizona bill is draconian. We're talking about throwing doctors in jail and making it a felony. I don't think so. And Republicans need to be vocal. They need to be loud. They don't need to be afraid of their shadow on this one.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130 for an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
You know, I spoke to Steve Bannon about this a couple of weeks ago because I think abortion can beat us. And that's why when Trump was on this show a couple of weeks ago, I made him talk about it. And Bannon said, well, you know, look, I'm not saying it's not important, but we got to keep our eye on the ball. Where Trump is going to win this is fixing the border, Israel, World War III, the economy, inflation, interest rates. That's where Trump wins. He thinks Trump wins there rather than loses with abortion. What are your thoughts on Bannon's thoughts?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. I actually agree with it. And that's why the left keeps bringing up abortion. They don't want to talk about inflation. They don't want to talk about spending. They don't want to talk about the border. They don't want to talk about immigration because those are losing issues for them. So anytime there is an explosive argument regarding abortion, they win. That is the only thing they want to talk about because that is the only thing they have left to stand on in this country. And it is effective, quite frankly, in races up and down the ballot for every office in the country.
Let's wrap it up here. Nancy Mace, you are, in my opinion, and yes, we're friendly, so I'm in the bag. I think you're one of the most impressive Congress people in this country, but you got to win again. You got a primary coming up. You got a race coming up. Mm-hmm. And I know you're out there raising money right now. So for my listeners and folks who love you because I love you, how do they help Nancy Mace today?
I love you too, Sid. It's nancymace.org. You can chip in a dollar. You can chip in $1,000. You can do it right now when you get off of Sid and Friends at WABC this morning at nancymace.org.
All right, you keep doing your thing, Nance. You're great. We need you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care, Nance. There she is, my friend Nancy Mace out of South Carolina. Please donate today. Go to nancymace.org.